The poll was paid for by Charisse Davids, the Democratic candidate. Still, it's the only poll made public since Davids nabbed the nomination earlier this month. It has her right now beating incumbent Congressman Kevin Yoder 46-43%. But with the poll's margin of error of almost 5%, observers consider the race tied, including KU political scientist Patrick Miller.
I think that explains the onslaught of Republican super PAC money.
In fact, the Congressional Leadership Fund has poured $900,000 into the Yoder race just since last week. A pair of Democratic groups have spent $178,000 on the Davids campaign in the same time period. I'm Sam Zeff.